Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission proud to support the work of OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver as he looks for that next great variety coming out of the OSU wheat breeding program. We talked with Dr. Carver recently about that process that he takes to get to that right variety.
They've got to be able to take stress. You know, what we have to deal with in Oklahoma, and stress can mean a lot of different things. Of course, we've been dealing with a lot of drought stress, and so I've actually looked at that. You can pick them out by eyeball. Of course, then we have to use the numbers. We get the numbers in the summer, and I really go over through that. There's about 6 weeks in the summer where I just try to hide, just immerse myself in all the data, because I want to match that data with what I see in the field, you know, and I have some expectations. Some of those aren't ever met, but sometimes they are, and that's when you know you've got something good. But drought stress and disease stress and grazing stress, just anything that we can throw at it, and that's why it takes us a little bit more time, I think, than most programs to arrive at a final product.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, several friends and family members gathered at the Oklahoma State Capitol to honor the Oklahoma Junior National Champions. Legislators were on hand, along with Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur and Governor Kevin Stitt, to celebrate the winnings of these young showmen. At the Capitol, I had a chance to visit with Deputy Commissioner of the Oklahoma Department of Ag, Food, and Forestry, Jan Lee Rowlett, about this special event.
We are here celebrating Oklahoma's youth that have been exhibiting cattle all summer across the country. We have the National Junior Champion and Reserve Champions from several different breeds represented here. Oklahoma is, of course, a strong livestock state, and especially when it comes to those youth programs, and we're really fortunate to have so many great cattle and great kids represented here today.
There were over 30 livestock competitors invited to the event, representing multiple awards and breeds.
Yes, and that's what has been kind of a recurring theme through the day. We're here for the kids, and that's really what brought us all together, but conversations keep coming back to how proud people are to be from Oklahoma, that we do have such a strong industry and just history in the livestock industry in our state. And of course, it does. The word gets out, and people luckily come to Oklahoma to raise their kids and raise their cattle.
If you'd like to see the names of all the winners and some pics that we took from the event, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, a new program called the Oklahoma Grassroots Rural and Ag Business Accelerators Program has taken off. At the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, our Oklahoma Farm Report intern, Macy Carter, had a chance to visit with Anne-Marie Bartel. She's the Rural Economic Development Coordinator at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, about this collaborative rural development initiative.
And this is a relatively new endeavor for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, been in the works for approximately the last 2 years. So we are working to cultivate a rural innovation ecosystem, and I am so grateful that I get to serve this organization and in this capacity.
Awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about this new venture for the Farm Bureau? Tell us a little bit more about this program.
This program was designed to bolster, refine, and empower agricultural and rural innovations across the state of Oklahoma. So as we know, we've got our metroplexes and many great things happen there, but this program is specifically designed for innovators from a community of 50,000 individuals or less. It's called the Oklahoma Grassroots Rural and Ag Business Accelerator Program. Within that program, we've got two different tracks for innovators to get involved in. We've got an ag tech track, which is called Cultivate Oklahoma. That is a pre-accelerator, and an accelerator is essentially educational curriculum that innovators are going through together to refine the business to make it better, faster. Then we've also got a cohort called Activate Oklahoma, which is a true business accelerator. It's for off-farm innovations.
Bartel said for those looking to apply for the next Oklahoma Grassroots Rural and Ag Business Accelerators program, applications will be coming up in January. You've got farm news on Ron.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.